in some places that people shouldn't camp.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, he even said one time that young people, they can camp wherever they want to. But you and Murray, you know some good places and you don't camp in other places.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All kinds of things like that are really mm-hmm. interesting.
Testing 1, 2. June 8th at the home of Moses Henze.
And just when you get started, just right. Yeah, if you need to turn it up. She's our technician, see? You think she'll be a good sound recorder?
Oh yeah. Don't sit still with it. Yeah, first thing is I'm going to tell a story about my trip back in Old Man River. It was about a couple of family going with us. You know, we was going to go rats hunting way back where they called Canoodle River, a Canoodle Lake, where people used to make their living a couple of years, many years ago. And this winter, there was two guys went over trapping beaver, you know, around the Canoodle. And they said they seen a lot of muskrat houses, you know. So we was thinking we might caught muskrat back that way, so we all went back that way. But this year was different, you know. No water. Last year we was around there, and this year it's just you hardly go any place. You can travel in the river, but you can't go to those lakes, you know, with boat. So we just go back there for a couple of nights. We really enjoy it though. And we've seen a lot of old camp where people used to have spring camp.
Uh-huh. And what would you see there?
We just shoot muskrat. This couple of muskrat I got.
Huh. How long ago was that?
This about two, three weeks ago. Two about. Weeks. Yeah. And we was hunting muskrat, but we was just out of luck, I guess. So we didn't stay very long back that way. Anyway, that's long ride. Because from right there, it take us 8 can gas. That's with small motor, you know. 8 can gas, that's a long ways trip, you know.
What so, size motor is
that? That's 20 horse motor.
5 gallons.
Yeah. And we went to call this up. You know, that river is just like this, that's why it's long ways, you know. And some huge people went with us too, like William Kaikuk. William Kaikuk he's from around here, really. So I guess he was glad to see that old camp where he raised up one time. What they call, I don't know, we got a name for that place, but I can call it in English.
Oh, well, what is it?
In our languages, they call it Kaikuk. That's all, you know. They got it on map someplace, you know. Yeah. And that's where William Kaikuk raised up, you know. And
is he related to Marie?
To me.
To you.
Yeah. Our mom was 2 sisters, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, so we raised together, and I was very glad to see him come up with us, you know, when we was back that way. Because what make me worry, I'm going to tell a story about him for a little while too. He went in this new snuggle race this spring in Huxley, and he just got off his, he was going so fast, you know, and he just ran into other snuggle, so he just fall off, and he had broken ribs or something, I think. So he was in hospital for a little while. Good thing they didn't get killed though, because that snuggle just bumped each other like this, and
wow.
William Kaikuk was flying way up in the air, you know. Yeah, I thought he sure lost his life that time, but he made it though. And I was very glad to see him go back with us this spring after that, you know. Yeah, we've seen a lot of camp, old camps, where people used to make a living. How many years ago? Because muskrat hunting is that's their last chances, you know. Like they've been trapping. People are making living with trapping all the time. Start up in fall time. Trap marten, mink, and other things like that. And muskrat is the last one that they trap. and shooting muskrat, you know, in springtime. So that's why the people always have to go all over every year, because after that is when they quit trapping muskrat and there's nothing, no work going on, you know. Very, a lot of people make snowshoes though. You can turn that to money, because that way you could buy some food or something. I do that to myself, but not right now though. But
who could they sell those snowshoes to?
Anybody. Like that time is they had a big store in Old Bells. I guess you guys didn't see that place. There's about 4 miles below that airport, you know.
Yeah, we
saw it. Yeah, Old Bell. Oh yeah, that's the place. About 50 years ago, you know, that's one of the biggest towns it used to be. All white people. And very few Indian people was living there. My grandpa used to make a living in there. And what they do is after hunting muskrat, you know, and then they got nothing to do, so they started work on snowshoes in springtime. And they sell it to this guy, who they called Bill English. He's the one that running that store that time.
Bill English?
Yeah. And he buy it cheap, $8 a pair that time. That's a pretty cheap, you know. But, you know, food was cheap too that time, and that $8 worth of stuff, that's large, you know, for them, you know. But that's the way they make their living. And, like right now, I've been thinking about it. If I didn't go to work any place like that, you know, I got one chance to do is making snowshoes, even in summertime. I can turn that to money. That's how we got this roof waiting for you right there.
I saw that.
Yeah, we'll bring it in, and sometime while we're cutting, you'll take a picture of us too, you know. Because that's a hard thing to make right there. It look easy, but you know, person has to be steady to hold it straight and cut it on the same tick, you know. Because starting off is that hard thing to make. One time when we was young and both of us, I tell that story already, and that's the kind of rope we're supposed to make and make it black with ashes, you know. We cut it so many times and it just turned to black that time. And why I'm telling this story is if we keep trying, you know, a lot of people, young people always think when they want to make something, you know, but they just think, no, I can't make it. But that's wrong. Like if I want to make something like snowshoes, you know, what I did, I was 18 years old when I first built snowshoes. Nobody to make snowshoes for me. I don't want to ask. So I just make up my mind in summertime. And first birch is, I bent it, but it was too, I just don't measure just right, you know, so I threw it. It bent all right. Second one was a little better. And third one is I just turned into snowshoes at that time. So that's, if I gave up in that first place is what I'm talking about, and then I would never make nothing, you know. That's just the way native is. And a lot of kids always want to make something, you know, but they just think, oh, I can't make it. That's all right. Well, that's the kind of life they're going to have, you know. They wouldn't make nothing. But if we keep trying, you know, keep trying, and then we'll make it. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people that don't make anything at all, just like, you know, because that's the way they started. Yeah, that's the way the native is that way.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, and I always talk with these kids, you know, like, if we want to make something, you know, we just have to try, keep trying, even though it's not very good, but that's just the way it is. Because I learned a lot of things by that way, because nobody didn't tell me what to do in first places, you know. So, like, house is the same thing. I tried to build house when I was small, too. And I keep trying, and I build it, and I find out that if we trying to make something, if we really try, don't give up, we could make it, you know. Yeah, that's just the way it is. And I lift that rope in there so you can see it, because we sure had a tough time to make it one time. We only had candlelight too. And we reached Linus up. You see that that drive dogs, you know, that we raised him up when he was small, you know. He stayed with us that time. So we tell him to bring some ashes from way down there where we cook dog feed, you know. So he bring pile of it one time, you know. So we leave it right there. Every time we cut it, she just paint it and tie it so it wouldn't come off. That's how it get black that first time, you know. Yeah. Yeah, she really work on moose, caribou skin, moose skin like that, you know, try clean it for cutting.
Where did this is caribou?
Yeah, that's caribou in there.
And where did this caribou skin come from?
We got one this year. We got one because they tell us allowed to get one, you know, Kim Hortons.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We got it around, what time? February, I think, huh?
Apache!
Yeah, February, I think. We got one. We got one. And around that time, it's back of caribou is bunch hole on it. All the time. There's some kind of buck on the skin, you know? Just making hole on the skin. And I thought it wouldn't come out that way, you know, but we just cut it kind of wide, you know, so it wouldn't break around there. Before we started to cut it, you could just see bunch of hole around where that buck ate it, you know. Oh. After January, it'd be that way. In fall time, it's nothing. It'd never be that way.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's just the way it is.
For a long time.
Yeah, once we cut it, we had it in freezer for a long time, you know. We would cut it longer, but we just put it on freezer, so whatever we got time, and then we cut it right now. We would cut it, but I was working on this for freezer too for a long time, you know. I do the hard way starting off, that's why. You know, ripping with chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we rip it where we cut it, you know, and let it dry so we can handle it on the boat. And that way it takes longer, but I never used nothing on it though. No kind of plywood. Just for freezer, that's all we put 2 feet of plywood in there.
You ever split spruce instead of ripping?
Yeah, I used to do that. I used to, but not this year. I used chainsaw. But once you start that way, it's easy to. Easy. Because I do it before, you know. We had, there was old house down Old Man Creek where we live, you know. Somebody built it. It cave in. 1956, I think. So one fall, we went down that way. We won't stay down there in fall time, you know. So we cut pool, good size pool, about this big around, I guess. A little bigger than this one. So I split it in half. And it's all right too that way. Once you start it, it's easy, you know. I just chop it right on top. One thing, you have to steer it on line with your axe though, you know. When you chop off one side and then you crack off on one side, you see. So you gotta be right in the center when every time you tap in. Yeah.
You know, you were talking about trying things.
We learned.
Yeah. Would you tell the story about making your frame house this
week? Oh yeah, uh-huh. You know, this is really something because for how many years we've been living, but I don't know how those people never make that kind up here. Maybe different place they make that kind of frame house, but not up here. And we started this, we just want to try, you know. So we cut one of those poles just like this. I measured that whole thing out, you know, see. So far apart I'll have those holes under this first pole, you know, first pole. So what I did, I measured the whole thing out. See how many we're going to cut. And all that thing. What I do is I get four good sized poles for underneath, and I make corner just like the way it is on this house, you know. not sitting just like this. And I got not even chisel or nothing, just axe and sweet saw, I think. And what to tape measure, that's all. So what I do is I just notch it in right there for this pool on top is. I just notch it in with axe, you know, so that pool can go inside this log to make it stronger. So I put one post on corner and hard to level it out, you know. This log is not even, you see, hard to make it level. So what I did is we put one pool on corner and one right there. And by the look, you know, every time I put one up and I look at it, see if it's straight, you see. And after it looked all right, you know. So I put a brace on that first one, on corner. Put a really good brace on it so it wouldn't move around. And while it's straight like that, I notched the top one in a little bit. So that post could just stay inside a little bit, just like this. Yeah. You see, I'm going to take you guys down sometime, I think, in a couple of days, just give you guys a ride, and you can see it. But I'm going to tell a story about it a little bit, too. And it took us 2 days to build it. And we got good places where we built it, you know. And we used it all that summer. About 2 years, or maybe, we used that place, you know. Pretty soon we find wolverine right near that camp one spring. So this some old people still live up here, you know, so they tell us in our story is you guys not supposed to stay in there anymore, you know, in that places where you find wolverine. So what we did is, gee, I don't know where to move. There's one allotment we have across there, but the reason why we don't like to move is too many big mouse in there, I know, you know. And I don't want to stay in there. So what I did is, right across where I'm talking about is not a high ground in there. And we built that one in there again. I rebuilt it. I hauled that whole thing upriver about 1 mile, I think. I tear that frame house down, just in front of that wolverine. Tear it down and haul it up with boat and pack it up and rebuild it again. Same way it was. And about 1 year or 2 years after that, the BLM come around, you know, and then we're supposed to stay on our land in allotment where they mark around for us. I mean, well, we had no allotment in there. So I make up my mind again. I want to move way down there where the allotment is. Below where we find wolverine, you know, about maybe half a mile below there. There's old house in there. That's where we build it again. That's where we had it right now. So I really moved that thing around three times. And that's lots of work to do. When we first built this house where we had it right now, we used that house around 1960. Last time, you know, and you know how those willows are tree are growing, go up the bank, but we just couldn't look, no place, too much willows. So we really cut willows that summer, you know. We clear off a little bit, not too far, but just good enough, you know. And that's where we live right now. Well, we stay in there winter time sometime, not winter time, but in summertime is mostly, because high ground, you know, and I was, when I had nothing to do, I was just sitting down on top of the bank, and with monocular, you can look all over, just like up river and down river. Yeah.
Well, that time at that wolverine came.
In springtime.
In springtime?
Right after school, you know, the way we did this spring, right after break up, and we always have to go down that way. That's our era. Something, you know, where we always go, you know, we like to see every year, just like. And we do the same thing, and we had fishnet under the smokehouse. And what again? All something what we're supposed to take back with us, you know. And we land in there, and there was drum close together, you know. we just leave it around the smokehouse so that smoke will stay up on this fish, dry fish. And right between there, Wolverine was just dead.
Yeah.
He dead one. Oh. I don't know what happened to it. And they say that's not very good for Indian people to find it like that, you know. Yeah, to find it dead right on the camp. If that was in some places, like if we find it, you know, down river or someplace, you know, it would be different. But I don't know what he is doing on this camp, you see. That's why they tell us not to stay in there. That's how we really move around.
If it was alive, would that be okay?
Yeah. Run away. It would be all right, but when it's dead like that, it's Indian stories, is that's not a very good deal, was telling us, you know. So that's why we didn't stay in there anymore.
Have you ever heard anything about things that happen?
Yeah. That's when somebody will die or something, they find it, you see. And boy, we sure feel bummed that time, because we never find that kind before, you see. And in camp. In camp.
Wolverine is really a special animal.
Yeah.
To all the people from around here, you know, Wolverine, sometimes even call him sheep.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad animal, and they know everything, just like you see. From way back, just like those raven, I guess. It's one of them, too. From the Miracle Story, you know, he was the top man all the time. He was just like president, I think. The way they tell the story about those raven, you know.
Yeah.
And Wolverine was same thing, just like close to that, you know. And Wolverine was just completely wrong all the time from the start on the stories, you see. You know, he was not, he was on his side all the time, you know. He don't want nobody to bother him, I guess. Every time he do something, you know, he'll do wrong. That's why, maybe, or something like that. And when we find it, we feel bummed that time. So that's why we move away from that camp. It gave me a lot of work, though. Three times I rebuilt that frame out. And right now, we still got it, but those less queen, you see, I got mixed up, too many little pieces, you know. I make hole for a window, and when I started put it up, and I get mixed up which way it was, you know. So, it's just getting short on it. But anyway, we had it, yeah. Boy, when I built it, when there was no hole on that place, that's way better than log house, really, because I see it, because I went down that way, but one time we went down that way, quite a while ago, for some reason, and I make fire, it was pretty cold, it was around 40, over 40 below it, I make fire and boy, it just turned to warm right away. Heat up and warm, it's like house. And that's way less work to make frame house that way. Just out of log, you know. No lumber or nothing, you know. Just small pool, that's all. And when first we bring it down, and they was thinking how we're going to build it, I think. But I figured out how I'm going to do it that time. And after I built it, and I started to say, my, if I know old people used to build this kind before, I would build it long ago, but this is first time, you know. That's what I say that time. Because
yeah.
I never seen nobody build that kind of house all my life. They used to have tent, that's all, you know. Tent frame, but low one.
But they might build a tent frame same way and just put this queen over it?
Yeah, they would do it, you know, but this queen, it just came from not too long ago, you know. It used to be canvas, that's all long ago. But for that kind of house, I mean, it was not really high, but just right, just stand good enough to stay in there, just like house for us, you know. When we had tent in summertime, you know how it is. We have to bend down all the time, low wall, you see. But after I built this one, it's just like house for us. So I'm going to take you guys down sometime.
Maybe. Teaching your brother-in-law how to build.
And my brother-in-law, they moved down, you know, and they had to buy coal, I think, you know, there's like coal going around, so she told her, this frame house down there, it's a warm place, So they move in there and they start to build their own, you know. And it looked really neat. That one is way bigger than mine. But must be he copied my frame house, you see. And that's easy for him. Yeah. Yeah.
So he learned from you.
Huh? Yeah. I just think, because like me, I would be hard to start on that one if I didn't see anything around, you know. But I just started thinking, might as well make a frame house, you know, and we'll make up our mind that.
So, that's pretty nice. You can build all kinds of houses.
Yeah, and I was thinking we should go way back. We got one more allotment way back that way that we could go to, but maybe sometime. Maybe sometime we'll do it. Because it's really good to have that kind of house. Only if bear come around, you know, he'll tear that thing down.
He'll just walk right through.
Yeah, he'll walk right through. Yeah.
Do you know any stories about Wolverine?
Wolverine, yeah. A miracle story. I used to know lots. But yeah, Wolverine is a kind of tough animal, you know. We can't eat him from the start. No way. Woman, not supposed to go where we put it, you know. Where it's just like graveyard, they say. That's just the way it is. Like if I got Wolverine, and that was old story, you know. If I got Wolverine and put it some places and some women go around there, they'll have trouble with their leg, I think. That's just the way it is. Wolf, the same thing, they say. Yeah. So right now as people are, when they got wolf, you know, they have to put it where there's no trail, just like, you know, leave it off the trail where nobody can go. Leave it in there. Cut it up and leave it. Like a wolf, you know, they always have to cut every joint too. Wolverine, the same thing. Well, if you didn't cut any joint and threw it away, and then you'll have some kind of problems, you know. The one that got that Wolverine. Yeah, bone aching or something like that.
The same part that you didn't cut?
Yeah, the same part you didn't cut. So what they did is they just cut the every joint, you know. Cut it up, and that way they're going to throw it away. Yeah.
Do young people still listen to that?
I don't know right now, but this is really an old story. Yeah, that's really old story, but right now, it's, I don't know if they listen to that, but some of them do, like if their daddy tell them, you know, they would think about it. But this is true, I think, why they keep this story going all the way through. Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Uh-huh. But right now, you know, things are getting different all the time, but like us, you know, we still can hang on to that story, what they tell us. Yeah. Yeah.
When you were talking about you were telling about bear and ptarmigan, how they're not supposed to, they can't see fire, you said?
Yeah. There's a lot of ways that they used to do when they hunt in mountains. You know, I don't know why. Well, they want clear weather all the time anyway when they get up to in the mountain, you see. You know, some mountain is really high around here. And when the clouds come down lower, and they couldn't see any place. And what they did, this is really when they hunt, you know. What they did is in daytime, while it's daylight like this, and they just burn some kind of willows, you know. And let it burn flame. And some willows is when it burn down, you know, and it'll be ashes will be hot yet. Just like stew. And I couldn't tell you what kind of willows. If I let you see it, that's all, you know. And they cut that kind. Because on the mountain, you see, it's only short willows that's all, no trees or nothing. So they just make just like tent frame, you know. All around this campfire. with some kind of pool, just like this. And they make a fire right there, just like igloo house. And that smoke just go up right there, that's all. And that kind of place they stay overnight.
What happens if bear or ptarmigan?
Well, if they see the smoke,
we should maybe go a little while more, but maybe not too much right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can finish on the side and then let you rest for a while.
Mm-hmm. Actually, what a prayer I was.
About the fire, what happens?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, the reason why they don't want the bear to see this fire is it just gets foggy sometimes. And you can get lost easy, they say, on mountain, because you wouldn't know where you're walking. And one time, they do that with one guy. He was from down Hoosley, I think. His name was Happy, you know, and he come up from Hoosley, and he go back hunt in Old Man River with this people up here. So they was walking around a mountain, and then person just got little clouds at one time, I think. And they couldn't see where, but these people know it around here, you see. But him, he's from down Hoosley, so he didn't stay around with the other people. And so he just got lost. But these people up here, when they see it like that, they start to stay close together, you see. Because they get lost otherwise, you know. And this guy that, he was lost for a couple of days, they say. He don't know which direction to go. Just foggy on the mountain. So, yeah, Billy Birkin was telling me a story that they were way up that way on the mountain, and then he was lost. They stay overnight some places, you know, way to clear up. Nothing. And they're running short of food. Sometimes they say they go hungry around the mountain when it's bad weather like that, you know. They couldn't see far. So what they did is they just go to their canoe and they hang their canoe higher in case a bear tear it, you see. So they go to their canoe and his canoe was over there, but they got nothing to do. There was a bunch of lakes down here, that's where they won't go. They want to start waiting there. So they had long spear in summertime. With about this long pole, I guess. And some kind of nail or something on the point, you see. And they try to spear those pike in lake. In summertime, they say on those lakes is clear water, you see. And they could see pike in water. And when they kill that kind, and then they start to eat again. And while they was wading in there, people go to lakes and do that, you know. And presume this man come back, boy, they was sure glad, they said. They thought he got lost. And that time is, he said, he's a big animal, brown bear, I guess, this guy, you know. And he was going to shoot him, but that silk couldn't shoot. Trick for nothing. Good thing that bear just walked down the other way, you see. So he don't take chance on the other one. He wait in there for a while, and that bear just go over the ridge, you know, go down the creek someplace, and he just take off. You see, if it had trouble with his gun, and if that bear know it, you know, he'll just try to go after this person. Yeah.
Why do you think his gun jammed?
Well, it just got rust, I think, you know, with that rain or something, you know. I don't know if they had any gun oil or something, you know, on this gun that time. Yeah.
So when people would make those walls around mm-hmm. the fire,
mm-hmm.
was that just so the smoke wouldn't go out?
That smoke can go out anyway, but that fire that making that light, that's the one they don't want.
Yeah.
animal to see. Even ptarmigan, they say. Same thing, ptarmigan would see it and then they'll start to get foggy, you know.
Well, when the animal sees the foggy, yeah. That makes
uh-huh.
it foggy?
Yeah. No, huh? Yeah.
That's kind of like you were saying when you see a loon,
loon crying.
Mm-hmm. And that, what does that mean?
Yeah, loon, you know, all kinds of loon, some of them is just like howling, you know. One time we had camp way up above where we was this spring, you know. And that country is just flat country all the time. Every year, when there's not snow, you know, there'll be no ground, just water all around. And just very few places that you could find ground, you know. So we went way up that way. And my stepfather, Edward Berkman, he know all that country, you know. He was married to my mother last. He know all that country. And he tell us to just make a long straight cut down on flat, you know. This but some willow sticking out on water about this far, we go over that one. No kicker them days. See, we had those rowboat. I don't see not that kind of boat in here no more. How they built it is there's one down here. Grandpa, you got one. They bent it on a point. And make it narrow back there, just like this, where they'll steer it. And that's the kind they make. They used to have rowboat, you know. And we're using that kind, no kicker. And pretty soon, it was almost to the end of this flat, you know, long ways. I would say about 20 miles. You can just see nothing but water, but we're just making shortcut, you know. Right around the Old Man River, outside of Old Man River. We don't follow the river, too. And pretty soon we're just heading to ground down there now, and some kind of loon, I think, you know. When he went to fly, they said he howled, just like a dog, you know. And not too long after that, wind started to come up, so he went to take off. And Eddie would tell us, you got to kind of try to row fast, you know, so you're going to get to that ground. Because every time wind come up, that's a different kind of country when it's high water. Every time wind start to come up near it, just wind waves all over, you know, even inside the timber. That's the way it is. Yeah.
Strong wind
always makes waves that way over there, you know. That's why he tell us to go faster, try to row faster. Well, we did. Yeah, before that wind come up, we would just hit lake and there's ground down here. From in there on, we see ground all the way to this one here, you know. But in that country up there is really different kind of country, you know, when high water. There's the very little places that you could find ground, you know, to land on. Yeah.
That's over.
Canoody, that's where you was, I think, today. Yeah. That's about long ways anyway. Both sides is a hill, you know, and the center is just flat, just like.
We have this map here.
Mm-hmm. Tehuoban, if you find Tehuoban, that's where I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, I can see.
Tehuoban.
I can see Canoody Lake.
Yeah, Canoody.
And the Tehuoban.
Tehuoban.
Old Dummy Lake.
No, that's different place. Dummy Lake is down below. And this, where is Dummy Lake?
Dummy Lake's right Dummy Lake is right here.
And where is Old Man River?
I don't see Old Man River. Here's Canoody River.
Oh, Canoody, that's the one. That's the one. Mm-hmm. There's Dummy Lake right there. Yeah. This is where I'm talking about. We had spring camp right there.
How do you say the name of this lake?
What do you call that? The Goban.
Yeah,
Tehuoban. Tehuoban, that's Canoody. Canoody, huh?
Yeah.
This is where I was going to take my wife this spring, but we just couldn't go to it. We had to camp right around here someplace. Last year, I didn't let her see it. We had no time. Just this year, I thought she'd go and see that lake.
Oh, you're going to take this trail?
Yeah.
This trail comes out here.
Yeah. This is the trail. You guys see it?
Yeah.
From this to Hobe, when you just go kind of straight down and just hell down there, that kind of creek. We follow that one up and then person is straight up like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We flew right over there.
Mm-hmm.
But they call this one Canoody River.
Mm-hmm. That's Old Man River, but that's they call it Canoody.
The real name?
You get got two names, Old Man and Canoody. And ourselves, we call it Old Man River too long, you see. Somebody left down Old Man, mother Old Man, for many years. And they named that river by him, I think.
Old Man.
So that's Canoody. Really, name is Canoody River, but we just call it Old Man River, that's all. In Alcat, I don't know how. Yeah.
That's what I thought. I looked on the map and I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for Old Man River.
Yeah. And where is Kaikuk now?
Over here. Mm-hmm.
Where it hit right there, huh?
Yeah.
This is where this is our camp right there.
It comes out up here.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Kaikuk right there.
Kaikuk, and the old man is right there, huh?
Yeah, this is the old man.
Oh, I see.
Here.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Right there is a canyon right here.
Mm-hmm. Our camp is right around here, right mouth of this Canoody, you know.
Oh,
that's so where our camp is. Our camp is right there, yeah. Yeah, I've been living down this way for so many years, and I really like it. I don't know why.
It's about 15 miles or something?
Mm-hmm. Just about 15 miles, I think, from here, by river, you know.
Uh-huh.
But this is Portage right there, too. We used to have Portage Trail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where this Old Man River right there. All along this place used to be camp, you know. I would say it's about Chalatna, someplace around there. It had two camp.
Chalatna?
Yeah. It had two camp right there, someplace. Used to be. And one is right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six camp it used to be over that way.
Mm.
That spring camp. You see how many lakes there is, and they won't hunt rats. That's
so
right.
Where did you go this spring a couple of weeks ago?
Right here, someplace where to go. That's a long ways, huh?
It is.
No wonder we burn a lot of gas, but we really enjoy it. Boy, that's good country. Why I like it is it's not too dangerous, you know, not swept or nothing.
Even in the canyon.
Uh-huh. In canyon it's swept a little bit, but not really that much. Not that much, though. Just about 8 miles through this canyon. After you went through, and then it's just dead water, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of dead water. See, how a lot of lakes around here, but we didn't even go to not one of them. We go to some of them, but there was no muskrat, so we just said we had no use to go to lakes.
You can tell just by going to a
couple. Mm-hmm. Because if when there's muskrat, you know, you can see it on river. That's when they come out from lake, you see. But we didn't see nothing on river, so that means there's not much.
Do you remember other years when there were not very many muskrats?
Oh, a lot of times.
Oh.
A lot of times it'd be that way. Yeah, because a lot of times there's lots of muskrat houses in winter time, you know, and we spring camp around there and then nothing. They didn't come out. That's just the way it is.
Where did they go?
I don't know. Really? We don't know where they go.
Huh.
That's just the way it is. That's how we got fooled this year again, you see. Because two guys was trapping over that way and then they said there's a lot of muskrat houses, so we might get a chance to see muskrat. Who was thinking that? Yeah.
Yeah, lots of shells.
Oh yeah, I got lots of shells. I bring it home too. Yeah.
Well, when was the last time you went out hunting rats over here?
Last year.
Oh,
last year we went. Oh, this is not really hunting. You know, long ago they just stay in the camp for 1 month. You know, they hold their boat to this camp, and then they leave their boat in there, and that's where they're going to stay in springtime.
Mm-hmm.
After a break up, and maybe they'll stay in there for 1 month, and then they start go back down to Old Man River. Used to be a lot of people do that. You know, they haul their boat over with a sleigh in springtime, around April. And then they spring camp some places where they're going to stay. From there they go out hunting muskrat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they used to do. But right now, we're kind of late anyway, you know. The muskrat oil just come out this certain time, you know, right after breakup. But when right after breakup, we stay here. You see, we get late. Yeah. And maybe if we stay over there in springtime, it'll be different, you know, to what they used to do long ago. Yeah.
To do that now, how would you do that now? You'd have to go in the, while there's still snow.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, move our boat over. And then, no way to bring snuggle now then, you know, right now. Because long ago they used to have dogs. You know?
Well, if you did that, if you took your boat over there, then what would you do with your snuggle?
That's what I mean. Snuggle is heavy too. And then what I would do is bring him over here and start walking back maybe. Only way I could get rid of him. Because, yeah. You know, long ago they used to haul boat over. That's really something. I always tell a story about it because spring camp is...